In the first of a new series, we're extremely egg-cited about eggs. Kathy?
Where are my soldiers? What?
Welcome back to a brand new series of the filthiest show on television. This is the programme where each week two competing teams of metalheads have just one day to fashion a mechanical monster out of this, my steaming pile of scrap. In previous series, our teams have bodged a barmy army of bonkers machines. They've knocked down buildings with demolition devices. They've taken to the skies with fantastic flyers and not very accurate aerial bombers. They put out burning buildings with firefighting boats and booted a variety of projectiles into the high blue yonder.
Look at this!
And they've raced everything from steam-powered cars to dragsters. This week, it's a controlled trajectory ovulator, or to you, an egg shooter.
The object is to fire an ostrich egg as far as possible, but there's a catch, because the egg must also land without breaking. So the teams must not only design egg shooters to blast their eggs the furthest possible distance, they must also devise a way of landing them safely.
First up are Stormforce, a rum bunch of Dorset sea dogs from the Royal National Lifeboat Institution.
My name's Graham Wagstaff, and I'm the captain of the Stormforce.
My name's Richard. I work for the RNLI on the training lifeboat.
Richard has a lot of technical experience from nuclear reactors to lifeboat engines, and that makes him an ideal Stormforce team member.
My name's Martin Webb. I work for the RNLI here in Poole as a welder and fitter.
I think Richard, Martin and I have a good mix of skills from practical to the theoretical side of engineering, and I think that makes us a very strong team.
Stormforce have recruited an extra crewman, builder of ancient weapons of bombardment, Paul Denny.
In the red corner, we have the Dirty Dancers, a posse of rough, tough Essex hard men who met at ballroom dancing classes.
I'm Dev, and I'm captain of the Dirty Dancers. My two teammates are Bob and Sean, and they're friends I made through dancing.
I'm Sean, and I'm in the Dirty Dancers. I think we're a good balance of the team. Myself as the fabrication side, Bob as the mechanical engineering, and Devon as the ideas man. Yeah! Bob's dancing makes me laugh.
I'm Bob Webb, and I'm in the Dirty Dancers. I think Devon make a very good team captain, and he's got the nutty professor look about him.
I think dancing will improve our chances as a team because it involves discipline, hard work and teamwork. Yay!
Keeping the Dirty Dancers on their toes is a thoroughly modern whiz kid, Jem Stansfield, one of Britain's youngest inventors.
Are we ready to rock and roll?
Yeah!
Let's do it!
Dirty Dancers, are you dirty?
Yeah!
Stormforce, are you storming?
Yes!
Your challenge today is to build a super-duper shooter that can fire one of these.
You must fire your eggs as far as possible, but they must land without breaking.
I'll get me coat.
On the sound of the gong, get cracking!
There's just 10 hours to get those machines built. The teams start off with a brainstorm around the board.
Ostrich egg. What do you reckon?
What are they actually made of?
Eggs.
They're made of eggs.
Stormforce are plotting a medieval monstrosity.
But this has got to be reasonably solid, isn't it, really?
It's going to be a big machine. We're looking at 9 foot.
So you want, like, 100 box, 4-inch box?
Whatever.
Something that's nice and strong, is.
Yeah.
The lifeboatmen are planning to build a modern replica of an antique catapult called a springald. It uses a trick devised by the ancient Greeks, turning twisted coils of rope into primitive springs. First, they'll need a solid metal frame. Then rope is wrapped around each side. Wooden whackers are slipped through the rope and wound up like a rubber band. Next, a sling to hold their egg. When they let go, the egg should pyoing into the wild blue yonder. But how to prevent their egg cracking up?
I mean, how many tons are you talking about on there?
It's possible that if we get this right, we could be looking at 2 tons of thrust on that bowstring.
So really, the rope is going to be important because we need quite a long length of rope, don't we? So I think we ought to try and find as much as we can. And that's the most important thing we actually need. The rest of it, we can actually sort of wing it, yeah?
Next door, the Dirty Dancers and junior inventor Jem are planning something clever with a motorbike.
Fantastic. Anything that worries me is that initial, don't know about you, crunch.
That'll be OK because, yeah, it's not a lot of mass to move.
No. I mean, a bike's normally got a 70-kilo bloke on it and,
yeah,
like, you
exactly.
know, 200 kilos, 300 kilos of bike or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's not going to really bat an eyelid with 2 kilos of egg.
It's a totally original design. They'll need a huge ramp to launch their egg. They'll use a cable to pull it at great speed up the ramp. To get that cable moving fast, they'll need an engine, ideally attached to a motorbike. The bike's back wheel will turn a drive shaft that pulls the cable that launches their missile. Fingers crossed for a happy landing.
It's going to look nice as well, some fella like that. Sending it straight that way.
Especially if they're helmet and goggles on.
Yeah. OK, let's crack on.
I'm so excited.
It's time to hit the heap. The teams can use whatever they can get their grubby mix. We've challenged our teams to make mechanical masterpieces to fire an ostrich egg.
Can we use that?
Top of the list for the Dirty Dancers is a motorbike to send their egg skyward.
Oh.
But Sean hasn't got off to a good start. He's already lost ballroom buddy Bob, and there's not a bike in sight.
The lifeboatmen are relying on rope to power their catapult, but they'll need to find hundreds of feet of it. Lifeboat mechanic Richard's already hit a problem. At 6'7", our buggy is proving a bit of a squash, but fitting into any vehicle is a problem at his height.
He used to have a Ford Fiesta.
Didn't he?
XRI, and you should have seen him driving that.
Richard has netted some rope, but will they buy it back at base?
Is that enough rope?
They
need a winch.
Just about.
Is that going to be strong enough, do you think?
Would that be strong enough?
Yeah, because you're doing lots and lots of bites on there.
Yeah,
so
that'll be good enough. I'll look for some more.
Captain Waggy was 26 years in the Royal Navy, so he really ought to know his reef knots from his sheep shanks.
By Jiminy.
Storm Force, they're the kind of guys who you'd like to think are going to rescue you when you're...
I was floating in the water and a little bit depressed that I was just about to die, and they came.
Calm. Yeah, nothing's going to get them overexcited.
Yeah, because Richard would just be able to lean over the side of a ship and lift
it
out.
You got it?
Dirty Dancer Sean has found Bob, who's found a Kawasaki.
And again.
Hey! We have ourselves an engine.
Captain Dev's a mechanical maniac who once carefully crafted a sporty soft top out of a rusted 1973 Hillman Imp. So this guy knows a duff engine when he sees one.
Is there another bike engine out there? Because this one really looks knackered.
What, like it's not going to work?
No, it might do.
I'm not saying no yet, but if there's another one out there...
Keep your eyes open for another one, but I wouldn't write that off.
Teams, you have 9 hours remaining. 9 hours remaining, teams.
It's the one in your fingers there, I think.
It doubles back, you know.
Lifeboatman Waggy and expert Paul are in a right old tangle. I'm not sure what they're knitting, but it doesn't look like an eggapult yet.
Here's your Easter eggs. Quite a weight.
Did you make these yourself?
These were hand-laid.
Good.
They're real proper ostrich eggs. They do break. I've been assured. I haven't broken one yet. Oh.
Oh dear. Fundamental problem there.
Yeah. So you've got some big metal welding.
We've got some nice big metal welding, which is what we like.
And the only
real problem we've got at the minute is this...
It's the rope. It's one of those classic scrap heap jobs, that is.
Yeah.
For hours now, we'll see someone sitting there going like that.
Those Dirty Dancers are tangoing back to base with a Yamaha.
Oh. Whoa, guys, way to go.
They're hoping this little baby will give maximum revs to their eggs.
I thought you might find these useful. They're quite heavy, aren't they?
Yeah.
If it's safe,
they feel pretty solid, though, don't they?
We haven't tested actually dropping them, but I suspect they would break.
I think they probably would.
So what's the plan over here?
It's a ramp
It's a motorbike-powered rocket sledge, it looks like, on there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Precisely.
As you know it already.
Absolutely.
Oh,
pretty much, yeah. The motorbike pulling in a cable, the cable's pulling on a rocket, the rocket's flying off here.
I love it. It's probably the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll go with
that. Are you convinced, team?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Paul's worried. His medieval master plan is nothing without rope. The only rope they've found is completely snarled up, and even if they can get it untangled, there may not be enough of it.
I'm really worried about this rope, Waggy. But if we can keep the boys looking just a little bit longer, I reckon it'll save... If we can find something out there, it's really going to save us so much grief.
Expert Paul's unaccustomed to second-rate scrappery. It's not like this back at his castle.
Paul's the weapons warlord of Caerphilly Castle. A fan of all things medieval, he's a man who was clearly born 5 centuries too late. These weapons of bombardment are all part of his ancient arsenal.
Stormforce's catapult is far from ready. If they were short of rope in medieval times, they would use human hair. But Paul's ponytail doesn't look long enough.
The Dirty Dancers are up against that typical 21st century trauma, engine trouble. Both bikes are goners.
We're in trouble for an engine, Sean. Without an engine, we're done for.
Without a working bike, they might as well rumble back to Romford.
Isn't there?
I couldn't find one.
A motorbike is essential to power their flinger. The bike's rear wheel turns a drive shaft attached to a cable looped around their launch channel. They need to rev the motor, let the clutch in with a bang, and send cable and eggy missiles skyward. It's a great idea. But back in the real world, there are no working motorbikes to be found, so Captain Dev decides to try and fix up one of the dead bikes they've dragged in.
What I love about this challenge is its utter futility. Egg-launching machines.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of application in the real world for that, is there? Well,
people can poo-poo now, but in a few years' time, everyone's going to have a little wrist-mounted ostrich egg mounted. Boing! Like that. You know, it'll be a technology that really, I predict, will really catch on.
And particularly at Easter.
Yeah.
This particular egg flinger design may never catch on, but King Contraptioneer Jem is used to creating one-off oddities.
He may look like a fifth former, but Jem's actually one of a new generation of balmy British inventors. He designs and builds all manner of mechanisms for science museums. His latest contraption is this clever kinetic clock for the Glasgow Science Centre. It's just a shame he knows naff all about motorbikes. Captain Dev's starting to get stressed.
The Yamaha is, I think, totally dead. Hey, Sean, we really need to start...
Not only do they not have a working engine, but there's no sign of the launch chute either.
I've got one more thing to cut off and I'll be straight back at base.
Sean has his own top-drawer metalwork company. He's welded in the likes of the Houses of Parliament and the Royal Opera House. He's a bit of a metal maestro.
While Sean bodges for the dancers, lifeboat welding ace Martin gets down to business next door and starts building their catapult crossbeams.
Teams, I hate to interrupt, but you have 7 hours remaining. 7 hours, thank you.
It's battle stations for the two welding wizards.
The simple form and shape of the egg couldn't have been better designed by old Mother Nature.
This natural phenomenon has puzzled philosophers for years. We may never know which came first, but there's more to the egg than your average Johnny would believe. The continuous oval that is the egg shape is ideal for all mother hens who lay their eggs in awkward places. If it does fall out of the nest, the shape means it can't roll downhill. It will always corner and come to a stop, keeping its precious cargo safe from harm. Despite their fragile shells, eggs have a secret strength. Although easily breakable widthways, it's surprisingly tough to crush them lengthways. Although not impossible. The pointy end of an egg is stronger than the flat edge. Like any arch structure, the flatter the curvature, the weaker it is. Bridges have been based on this principle from Roman times to the modern day. And a dozen eggs are more than capable of supporting the weight of a person. But if they're not placed in an upright position, whoopsie-daisy, eggy accident. Time to call Mrs. Mop.
Back on the heap, our hard-boiled teams are cracking on with their egg flingers.
The engine's giving me so much grief. It's just dead. Completely dead.
It'll never work.
What are you talking about your job?
Keeping an eye on our eggheads is our judge, Ivan Williams. Ivan's designed and built all sorts of terrible weapons for the film industry, from ancient crossbows to sci-fi laser guns.
From what I can gather at the moment, we've got here a gigantic 2,000-year-old Greek catapult. And Paul from the Stormforce reckoned it would be going over 100 miles an hour when it was released.
Stormforce get it right. That broke on each side. It should be really, really powerful.
Because what is possible is that some Greek guy designed it 2,000 years ago and thought, this is a brilliant idea. They tried to make it, it didn't work, so they dumped the idea.
Opened a restaurant instead.
So what about the Dirty Dancers? Their design is fairly unusual, isn't it? Really?
It's very unusual.
I still can't quite picture it, that if you pull a piece of string along a channel very fast tied to a missile, the missile will keep flying.
Yeah, when a glider's launched, it unhooks itself. But then once it's unhooked, it's still going.
Yeah. So who's your money on at the moment, then? You're going with...
At the moment, the Greeks.
With the Greeks. Force.
Amidst the honest toil of the teams, Captain Waggy's doing a sneaky one. His Navy career has finally paid off. He's even handcrafted a state-of-the-art periscope out of a pair of broken wing mirrors to spy on the neighbours. And shiver me timbers, he's spotted treasure.
Yeah, what are they up to there, then?
I spy through my periscope a piece of rope. You can see it underneath the bench, right over the corner there. That's... I think we'll have to do a trade, really.
Hello, gentlemen.
Is there anything that you might be needing?
Well... We're short on one thing.
What's that, mate?
We're looking for a fishing rod, over
here. Now, the funny thing is that we're sort of a bit overrun with fishing rods around here.
Really?
But what we actually need is some rope, which I noticed that you've got underneath your workbench.
We have ourselves a deal, sir.
Thank you very much.
Here you go.
So the lifeboatmen reel in some rope while the Dirty Dancers land themselves a fishing rod, of all things.
That's the one that's going to make us look special.
Yeah. Now we need is an engine.
Teams, you have 5 hours remaining. 5 hours construction time remaining, teams.
That bartered rope puts the floundering lifeboatman's eggy catapult plan right back on course.
While the ballroom dancers are still missing a working engine for their motorised egg-flinging machine.
Right, this is not complicated, Devin. What are you doing? We're getting somewhere.
The dancers are back in with a cha-cha chance.
That's fantastic. Dev, brilliant.
Perseverance.
Right.
Salty Sea Dog, Stormforce, an unflappable team of Dorset lifeboatmen are knocking up a mighty medieval catapult.
This thing would support a house, wouldn't it, really?
Very large house.
Did you know you've actually got to push it along the port?
No problem.
Right. Okay, good.
Used to pushing the lifeboats across the sand. So.
Oh, that must be hard work.
Yeah, so this will be all right.
Poppy
Square or whatever might have just...
Lofty lifeboatman Richard finds himself on bobbin winding duty, sorting out the rope for their catapult's giant springs.
Oh, what is he, 6'7"?
Is he?
Because you look tiny next to him.
No, I feel like a little boy. It's quite sweet.
Our fiendish rules state that to win the shootout, the eggs must survive their flight intact. So both teams are turning their attention to the all-important landing gear.
Nice.
Gentlemen, you have exactly 4 hours of construction time remaining.
I found a bit of plastic tube, Graham. I'll bring it down for you to see.
The first task is to find an unbreakable rocket casing.
That'd be better because it would take the shock out of it, wouldn't it?
What, when it lands?
If it landed, there's going to be a shock reducer straight away.
Yeah, but but it's solid in the...
If we have a nose cone in there, like polystyrene, that'll land and the cone will crumple.
Right.
And that'll be a good... I'll go for that myself.
Go for this bit with a bit of polystyrene.
Don't you reckon that might be too heavy, though?
Well, it's light. It's ever so light.
Bugger all to it.
Yeah, so there's not a lot in it, really, is there?
No.
And that one ain't going to break, is it?
No.
If the egg would sit in there, we put a nose cone on there... We'll cut that off. We've got four fins. We'll stuff our chute up there. It's perfect missile.
Put it on free stall.
You just stand there.
Fishing rods are also part of the plan.
You're a fisherman, aren't you? Because I'm...
You're insulting me now. You know the way I fish.
I put a mask on and go down with a spoon. Yeah.
The teams are packing their eggs into missiles with lots of padding at the impact end and a parachute at the back. Remarkably, both teams have decided to use fishing rods to deploy their chutes. A team member on the ground holds the rod attached by its line to the parachute. Before the egg lands, they'll jam the stop on the fishing line and the chute should open. There's no backup, so it could be ostrich omelette all round.
Time for a bit of rocket science. Refinements are made to the eggy rockets.
If you think, if an ostrich is standing up when it lays it, which I don't know if they do, but it's got to fall quite a long way anyway.
Do they?
I have no idea.
I've never seen an ostrich.
And I don't have a huge desire to see it.
I kind of imagine them all nestled down.
Yeah, I think they probably do.
Mind you, then how would it come out? They'd have to stand up to let it out.
They'd have to sort of raise themselves a bit.
The experts experiment with different rocket nose cones, and all the capsules are padded within.
Stormforce have let it slip that their team leaders are VIP. Full title? Captain Wegstaff, MBE.
Well, what happens is when you get to about 40, sit-ups won't control the stomach anymore, and it stands for My Belly's Enormous. Right?
So what did you get it for?
I got it when I was in the Navy for service to submarines, basically. Right. I invented and made some bits and pieces, putting fires out on them, and they gave me the award because of that.
So how are things coming over with your somewhat outlandish machine?
They're coming on all right, actually. We made the egg-carrying missile now.
Can we have a look at that? Sure.
I mean, it's... The whole idea is that we put the egg in here and we've got to make a nose cone.
It's pretty lightweight, isn't it?
Well, we've actually been taking some weight off it by drilling holes
in it. What was this?
I don't know. It was a thingy. And like I say, the egg's going to go in there with a protective nose cone on the front.
Yep.
And then the parachute's going to get shoved up that hole there.
Yeah.
And it'll be deployed by a fishing line on the end.
Yeah? You're going for fishing line as well?
Yeah.
Ah, there's a bit of a fishing line theme.
Well, there you go.
So that gets... Right, OK.
And then that gets pulled out and it should come floating down to Earth and do it no damage with a bit of luck.
What this Mary Poppins really, really wants is a decent brolly to make a parachute for his egg launcher. Ah.
Both teams are using parachutes to land their eggs safely, so some serious research is required into optimum parachute efficiency ratios.
I'll just try luzzing it, see what happens, yeah. But... I can't... Yeah, I'll nip out.
But here. In true scrap heap fashion, our team seem to be going for the hurl it and hope technique.
Well, that's not bad, I reckon.
By using parachutes to deliver their fragile cargo safely back to Earth, our teams are in surprisingly sophisticated company. It was NASA's transport of choice for bringing their astronauts safely back from space missions. But space capsules always carried a spare, luckily for Apollo 15.
There would be a heart-stopping moment as one of the three parachutes collapsed. However, the landing system was designed to use two parachutes. The third parachute was an added safety factor. Today, that margin paid off.
But NASA scientists could learn a lot from the dirty dancers. Our boys know precision is paramount. An experiment with a range of top quality parachute materials before deciding on an old sailcloth. As for length of the parachute cords, young Jem is renowned for his scientific measuring techniques.
Just about two nose lengths.
Well, it's halfway through the day and both teams have some marvellously welded, huge, metal-y, framey bits.
But there's absolutely no sign of any egg-flinging capability as yet.
Join us after the break.
Welcome back to the Scrap Heap, where the teams in our eggy challenge are really coming out of their shells. Was that good? Do you think that worked?
That was very, very
was
good.
Was it? Great.
Yeah, no, really funny.
Good, good.
Come to me first, then. Yeah.
We've challenged our teams to make mechanical masterpieces to fire an ostrich egg.
Our team of bodging ballroom boys from Essex, the Dirty Dancers, are making a madcap motorised egg flinger.
Saw that.
Stormforce are readying for some ropey action.
Okay. Do you want me to line the passes up neatly, like binding a cricket bat handle?
Put a mark on the bar where I want it going round, and then you just go round and round and round.
As tight as I can.
Tight as you can get it.
They'll be relying on that rope to propel their ostrich egg at supersonic speeds.
Both teams must send their eggs off at the correct angle. If the launch is too steep, the rocket will go up rather than forward, useless in a distance contest. But if the team set the rocket to fire straight, they'd need more power than they have to keep it from dropping to the ground. To blast their rockets the furthest, the teams will need to split the difference and set their launch at 45 degrees. This, as they say at NASA, is the optimum trajectory.
Teams, you have 3 hours remaining. 3 hours remaining, teams. Thank you.
The Dirty Dancers have engineered their launch chute and the Eggy missile casing fits perfectly. The team sets about designing their rocket release system.
The rocket must be released from the cable when it reaches the end of the launch channel. Those wily waltzers will fix a hook to the front of their rocket and a loop on the end of the cable. When the rocket gets to the top of the channel, it will automatically unhook itself so the cable falls to the ground and the rocket is freed. Timing's crucial. Any delay in release and it could be an ugly nosedive from Mr. Rocket.
Bob quick steps back to base with a reel of computer cable.
What are you writing on the strength of this, Jim?
What's that for?
That's for launching it.
For the launch. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, it works. Tough. Remember, it's not a huge load.
No newfangled computer cable nonsense for ye oldie lifeboateers. Just a few trusty planks of good, honest wood.
Those wooden arms will be slipped into the skeins of rope and twisted back to the firing position. A bowstring will hold the egg. On firing, the energy stored in the super-twisted rope is released and the egg shot out at 100 miles an hour.
Those red devils are putting their dancing feet up while welder Spice bodges on.
In fact, he's the welding terminator. He doesn't eat, he doesn't sleep, he just welds.
I mean, they're looking all a bit casual over there, aren't they?
We're doing all right now, aren't we?
Yeah, no worries. Yeah,
that's cool. No problem. I mean, have you ever seen such a relaxed bunch?
It's only because we have no concept of time.
And the bike definitely runs, but have you tried the
clutch
and gears?
That bike is a pure god, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
You have never seen such a fast bike.
I've seen things that have looked more like gods in my life.
Barry Sheen had come out of retirement for that thing.
Yeah, that's right. That is going to go like a bat out of hell, isn't it?
The battle of the egg shooters is really hotting up.
Who's your money on at this stage? You know, it's the last couple of hours they've got.
Well, being an old bugger, I'm going to go for the old design that the Stormforce have come up with.
The 2000-year-old design.
Yeah, I'm not quite that old, but yeah. that's the one.
That's the one.
The Dirty Dancers are revving up for the motorbike waltz.
All right, I'll just get this end, lads.
Yeah,
with the engine.
Don't worry.
It's team and machine in perfect rhythm.
Right. You right there? Yeah.
Right. Just rest it there.
It's quite weird, isn't it?
The thing I like about this is even if someone came in and saw it now and it's nearly completed form, they'd still go,
what?
What is
What's it do? What's that for?
Why?
I have to declare I have got great prejudice in favour of the Dirty Dancers.
Well, just because of the madness of it.
Just ludicrous.
I can't think of a more daft way of doing anything that we've ever seen. And we've seen some daft stuff, but it's absolutely bonkers.
It looks like a self-assembly kit from a
well-known Swedish furniture store. Well, actually, the way they're putting it together now, it looks like they've got the instructions from that well-known Swedish furniture store.
And a bit missing.
And one piece missing.
Stormforce are in trouble. They're ready to start to wind their egg whackers round, but they've hit a problem. They can't pull it nearly as far round as they'd hoped for.
I can't go much further.
I've got severe qualms about this, that we're going to be able to get it round.
That rope is just too tight.
To be honest with you, I mean, how tight is, you know, look how tight it is already.
Paul's plan was to turn the wooden whackers through 270 degrees to build up enough tension in the rope and get the whackers into the correct firing position. But the ropes are so tight, they can only turn them half that distance.
So really, the ropes need to be a bit slacker, you reckon?
If we could slack somehow, if you could slack them off, I mean, the only way I can see it doing it is just crushing the two frames together.
You'd be hard-pressed to do that.
Or unwind it all and start again.
And rewrap it slack.
We'd never have the time. I spent about 3 hours doing that.
Expert Paul's facing a mutiny from the crew. It's too late to unwind the rope or rebuild the frame. The lifeboatmen are in very deep water.
Teams, you have 10 minutes remaining. 10 minutes construction time remaining, teams.
In Storm Force Camp, expert Paul has an idea that might keep them afloat.
If we put wood onto the face of that arm to make that arm wider, when it goes in, it's already pulling the skein open, which is tightening it.
Paul's brainwave is to bash wooden chocks in either side of the whackers to tighten the ropey twists. This will make the rope so taut before pulling back the whackers that they'll only need to winch them a fraction of the way back for firing. It's a superb solution which could save their bacon and eggs.
With minutes to go, Stormforce bash in their wooden chocks and batten down the hatches,
while the dirty dancers hot-foot it to the finish line.
Okay, teams, your time is up. Down your tools, for tomorrow we will see a battle the like of which has never been seen before, when eggs will take to the skies. Well done, team.
Fantastic.
After 10 hours of exhausting exertion, Stormforce have manufactured a medieval monstrosity, made from a mass of modern metal and wrapped in recycled ropey remnants. The water boys want the wooden whackers to wallop the wocket way up high.
The dirty dancers have concocted a giant egg launcher from a one-wheeled motorbike, several yards of computer cable, and a polystyrene-topped missile that they hope will send their egg sky high without scrambling it.
The teams and giant ostrich egg flinging machines have taken up their firing positions. We've given them an hour for those crucial last-minute adjustments.
The teams will take it in turns to shoot their eggs down the course. They'll have three goes each, and their eggs must land without breaking.
If their egg lands intact, the team can then move forward to where it landed. If the egg breaks, the team must stay put.
The team who gets the furthest after three shots will be the winner!
Dorset lifeboatmen Stormforce have built a contraption based on a medieval catapult. It may look old-fashioned, but that tautened rope could give their egg up to 2 tons of thrust.
The Dirty Dancers, a bunch of ballroom buffs from Essex, have built a monster egg launcher. They're relying on a 750cc motorbike engine to fire their egg up the ramp at terrifying speed.
Waggy, I want you to pull.
Tails.
Tails.
Yeah! Oh.
Heads it is. Teams, are you ready?
Yes!
May your missiles fly long and true, and when they land, may they land with the merest kiss to the earth. Go to it!
Right.
Right, that's it.
Stormforce are go. That fishing rod will deploy their parachute to ensure a crucial soft landing. Expert Paul winches back their wooden whackers.
A bit tight.
Under a lot of strain.
Yeah, under a lot of strain.
Oh. Hello, Robert, this is Cathy. Are you hearing creaky ropeage?
I'm very, very glad, Cathy, that you're not here at the moment, because the creakage and ropeage here is really unpleasant. The missile is being loaded now by a very brave Paul.
Just put the safety block back. Oh. Stormforce, stand by to shoot. Ready?
Ready.
Richard, remove the safety block. 3, 2, 1. Shoot!
Oh! Go and see if we've got a scramble.
The egg seems to be unbroken.
Everything fell apart except the egg. That is amazing.
I hope one of ours is a hard-boiled egg.
Talk about Jamie.
I don't think it's broken.
We'll just get verification on that.
It's alive!
Yay!
Well done, lads.
A good egg!
Yay!
Stormforce's heroic flight measured 43 metres, Although the fishing line tangled up and failed to deploy the parachute, miraculously, the egg landed intact.
It was more luck than judgment, that was.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I mean, the missile took the brunt of the impact, although it fell apart. It's like a sort of crumple zone, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But we're just glad the egg landed and missing one piece. This puts the pressure on them, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
We'll leave that there to tempt them, I think, shall we?
Keep doing this.
So Stormforce are the first to move up the course.
Their first shot gives them a good head start. An unbroken egg means they can move up to its landing point and into pole position.
Dirty Dancers, prepare to fire.
Ready, guys?
Ready. This is purely Drummondson, isn't it? Of course, the engine won't start. No.
Drop.
The clutch cable's gone.
Shoddy workmanship.
How's that?
Too much strain.
Engine trouble returns to haunt the Dirty Dancers.
There's some top quality bodging going on over here. The Dirty Dancers are really pulling out all the stops. Clutch cable is broken and they're now working out a supremely complicated but beautiful, insane way of fixing it.
I was concerned that their machine did seem a little bit too simple before.
Yeah, it's getting nicely complex with more and more components that could fail at any one time.
You ready, guys?
Yeah.
I think I can hear Stormforce giggling.
I think it is true to say that Stormforce are finding the whole thing very amusing.
And we've heard so often.
Oh, yes.
But at last, they're ready to rock and roll.
As the missile left, the parachute did deploy briefly, but not fully enough to prevent a bone-crunching impact.
Open her up, baby.
Have we got scrambled egg?
Oh, yes!
Yes!
It's a goal! I mean, that all worked.
It all worked, didn't it?
Pretty beautifully.
Yeah, this is it. We will be the
fishing rod.
We will do it, don't you worry, we will do it.
The Dirty Dancers' first shot went 24 metres and landed safely. They're not far behind.
The team can move their machine up the course.
Their fishing reel tangled up last time, so Stormforce have decided to simply tie their fishing line to a stick. They hope this will do the trick to deploy their chute.
Stormforce, are you ready for your second firing?
Yes!
Fire when you're ready.
Back go the whackers.
Ooh, some good creaking now.
That's all right.
Go on. Even more. I can only break.
Stormforce, stand by to shoot. Ready?
Ready.
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 3, 2, 1, shoot!
No chute deployment whatsoever.
The egg flew a good distance, but there was still no sign of a parachute. Could their egg survive that landing again?
Oh, look, landed about there, I reckon.
I think that might be the mark.
I reckon by the dent. Right.
Still not a lot of parachute goings on there.
No, it sort of fluffed somewhat that time, didn't it?
Yeah, what do you think happened there? Could you tell? Oh.
Doesn't look good, does it?
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh,
this was always the thing in my mind that might be a problem for us, because I knew we could throw it. It's whether we could get it to land.
So what is there anything that you can do to help the landing bit of it? I mean, obviously
we're going to have to go back to holding on to the rod.
Yeah.
Let it take the bite and just take the sting.
Isn't that a delightful sight?
No, it was such a good fire. I mean, it's firing so well, isn't it? Yeah, shooting a long way.
We got the length of our shoot line wrong. It was too long.
Right.
Oh, there's all yolk dripping out the bottom of it.
Oh, yeah, there is. Oh.
But there's good news.
Oh, yeah?
We don't have to move the machine, I suppose.
The egg went 40 metres, but with no parachute, it was ostrich omelette. The team must stay where they are, but they're still ahead. At the moment.
On their first go, the Dirty Dancer's egg landed intact without a parachute. So now they're considering a change of tactics.
I don't think that came anywhere near breaking. I honestly think we could do it with no chute at all. Bob, do you fancy one launch with just no chute at all?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Those eggs seem quite robust.
No chute.
No chute.
Last time, the parachute came out of the back of the rocket but failed to open. The team think it actually slowed the rocket down by creating drag. They think they'll be able to go further without it, and they're confident their casing is strong enough to protect their egg.
Well, I've just received some information hot from the Dirty Dancer camp.
They are, in fact, dispensing with their parachute.
They will use no parachute on their next launch. They're going to go
for maximum launch with no parachute.
Do you know if they're changing eggs?
They are, in fact, changing eggs. They're not going to risk a second launch with that same egg. That egg is now a cultural hero for them.
They're going to keep that egg and use a new one.
Welcome back to Scrap Heap Challenge. Two teams, two machines, and half a dozen eggs.
The Dirty Dancer's first shot went 24 metres and landed safely.
Dirty Dancers, are you ready to fire?
Yes! Yes.
Go for it!
Go, Sean, go!
The egg goes a brilliant distance, but can it survive that very ugly cartwheel on landing?
That's looking pretty destroyed.
A little bit ugly from where I saw it. Are we in one piece?
We are, you know. No, we're not.
Oh!
No, we're not. It's broke. That one didn't work very well, did it?
Oh!
That shot was the furthest yet at 47 metres, but the egg scrambled, so the team position remains unchanged. Stormforce retain their 19-metre lead.
Stormforce, are you ready for your third and final firing?
Yes!
Go for it!
For their final fling, Stormforce decide to take their machine to the max. They're hauling the whackers back much further than their previous shots. They've decided to have another go with a fishing rod to deploy the parachute.
Stormforce, stand by to shoot. Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
3, 2, 1, shoot! Oh, yes!
And it's a textbook firing.
Great one.
There's shoot deployed.
Yeah.
That's shoot deployed beautifully. Well done, guys. Beautiful.
Only a few minor scuffs to the gaffer.
That was fantastic. Now that's brilliant, isn't it? That was nice. Woo. One.
I think
we should probably just check, shouldn't we?
Oh, no!
I don't believe it.
It's obviously broken on the back face, isn't it?
But everything worked.
Everything worked. You couldn't have asked for better.
Oh, it's gone. No, it's broken.
The parachute deploys beautifully, and the missile has its softest landing yet. So what went wrong? Stormforce investigate.
I can't see how that could have broken when it came out of there.
Look at that.
It's ready for Easter.
Perfect, Tom.
God, look at it.
What's the news, Cathy?
It looks like someone's just clipped the top off to have for their breakfast.
It's a very sorry sight. I'll send it back with the boys.
The team reckon the egg could have been damaged at the back during launching, so the soft landing was too late to save it. After a great shot of 35 metres, the eggs are badened. Stormforce must stay where they are, but they're still ahead.
It's all to play for.
Yeah.
They're reinstating the parachute and reinforcing their battered rocket with sturdy sticks.
Dirty Dancers, are you ready for your last and final firing?
We're ready!
Go for it!
The eggy rocket plummets like a stone.
Oh, no! Oh, dear! What do you reckon happened?
The sticks on the rocket catch on the side of the chute and the cable releases the rocket too early. The final firing takes the Dirty Dancer's egg a non-record-breaking metre and a half. The egg survived, but to no avail.
So it's congratulations to Stormforce, who blast their way through to a place in the quarterfinals.
Bob!
Next tonight, we're looking at the future of rail travel as magnetically levitated trains travel at 5,000 miles per hour in floating tunnels between London, New York and Paris.